really believe that this verse refers to spiritual healing only, even when the scripture is so clear on it. Let's look at it together. This is the shortest answer in this series because it's really self-explanatory when we use the method where we interpret scripture with scripture. And with this, we can't go wrong. Let's first read Isaiah 53. But he was wounded for our transgressions, he was bruised for our iniquities, the chastisement for our peace was upon him, and by his stripes we are healed. And now let's read the verse in the New Testament where Peter referred to Isaiah 53. 1 Peter 2 says, who himself bore our sins in his own body on the tree, that we, having died to sins, might live for righteousness, by whose stripes you were healed. Now let's look at another scripture where the same passage is quoted in a practical context. Matthew 8. Now when Jesus had come into Peter's house, he saw his wife's mother lying sick with a fever. So he touched her hand and the fever left her. And she arose and served them. When evening had come, they brought to him many who were demon-possessed. And he cast out the spirits with a word and healed all who were sick, that it might be fulfilled which was spoken by Isaiah the prophet, saying, he himself took our infirmities and bore our sicknesses. There is nothing really to say anymore. It clearly states that what Jesus is doing, meaning casting out demons and healing all the sick, is the fulfillment of the scripture in Isaiah. And these healings were not spiritual only, but obviously physical as well. Thank you very much for watching. Our next question we are going to look at is, but do we not need to fast first before we pray for healing? Some people think they need to fast first before God heals them. We'll find out soon. See you later.